Tell me something good. 2020 hasn't been all bad. Change my mind. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest edition of Inside Connect and Simplify. I'm Roger Furstenow, Human Capital Management Account Executive, Personal and Business Insurance Subject Matter Expert, Marketing Teammate, and Networking Specialist. I joined the benefit companies in 2016. Tell Me Something Good, written by Stevie Wonder, performed by Rufus and Chaka Khan. It was released in 1974, and Tell Me Something Good talks about trying to convince someone that you are the right person for them. Just give it a chance. Today, Tell Me Something Good might be a shout out for something, anything that we can hold on to. Let's be clear. The year 2020 started out without much fanfare, another year with goals and deadlines and ideas and potential. And then we ran into something out of our control and things took a turn. Now, this is not going to be a recap of the loss, the chaos, the uncertainty of all levels of government, the constant changes and pivots businesses and individuals have had to navigate. Instead, let's look at what we learned, how we adjusted, what we found that did work, the imagination, the inventiveness used to keep businesses rolling. First thing comes to mind had to be the ability of companies and employees to shift from working at the office to working from home or virtually. There were also some companies that were in the right industry to help. Companies in the chemical and cleaning industries, plexiglass production, remodeling companies saw an increase due to the changes in office configuration, and people building out home office spaces. Delivery services have seen a huge surge. Restaurants pivoted to curbside delivery and carryout to adjust for dining rooms being closed. So we learned how to do business differently and to offer more than what we used to offer. So here's a couple of stories that highlight the good things that did happen this year so far. Here at the benefit companies, we brought on several new clients. Two in particular are trusting us to be their advisor for multiple areas. In the process of learning about these clients, we found they were looking for a new accountant. Not one of our specialties, but we have clients that are accountants. So we introduced our accountant client to our new client, and voila. Win for the client looking for a new accountant. Win for the accountant who gains a new client. Win for us as we help two clients with one introduction. Referrals do make the world go round. Another client story involves one of our HR teammates. Kim works with one of our clients who makes designer dessert treats. She brought a sample of their dessert treats to another client she was providing HR services to. Just a thank you type gesture. Client 2 was so impressed with the dessert, they met with client 1 to place an order. So win again. So the world has been turned sideways and we need to find new ways to do what we used to take for granted. How do we get to work, to school, church, grocery shopping, social activities, bars, restaurants, sporting and music events, visiting your neighbors and family? It's all changed. We got so used to doing things our own way, then we had restrictions, limits, cancellations, and we had a typical response. Some followed all the guidelines, some kept living life as it was, and there was everyone in between. And every state made their own rules, and cities made rules. We tried to wrap our head around the seriousness of the virus, the information we were given, and what to do next. And out of this change came people losing jobs and businesses, or even worse. So, how about some good news and some of the good things that happened? This is by no means a comprehensive list, and no, I am not a fan of Hallmark movies, but Hallmark movies. Also, check out Some Good News with John Krasinski. John was one of the stars of the sitcom The Office. He did an awesome job telling us about the good happening during the year. Google Some Good News for episodes. There was also the drum battle between 10-year-old Nandi Bushell and Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters. A brave and talented musician from England challenged world-famous Nirvana alumnus and now leader of the Foo Fighters, to a virtual drum battle. Their exchange of challenges, new songs, and a chat ended with Dave inviting Nandy to join them on stage. Nandy was blown away. Dave was awesome and insisted that she not come until the end of the concert, or she would steal the show. I'm looking forward to see how that plays out. Google Dave versus Nandy to see the battle. And then here are some random acts of kindness we can all appreciate. Paying it forward at the Starbucks drive-thru. My friend's mom getting an anonymous envelope full of cash in the mail. Donations pouring into a couple of local restaurants that suffered fire damage. Donations in excess of requests to a local women's shelter. And a call from a concerned neighbor who had not seen my dad in a few days. They were checking to make sure he was okay. I'm going to bet we will hear of many more great acts in the coming days and well into 2021. On a personal note, here's a byproduct of this pandemic. I recently flew Southwest Airlines. The check-in process and TSA screening were the normal methodic pain. Boarding was spaced out and slow, and service aboard was limited to a bag of pretzels and a cup of water. But on the plus side, all flights were less than half full, so I had a row to myself, and all the flights were on time. In my world, I will take less snacks for an empty row every time. Let's also take a minute and recognize the true heroes of the day and of the year. Medical professionals and non-medical personnel working in hospitals, clinics, and doctor's offices to keep us safe and help those who have been infected with this virus. They are taking a beating and they need our support. So, has 2020 sucked? No doubt. Absolutely no one saw this coming. Do we blame it on the year or the politicians, the economy, the virus? Sure, all of those. Or we can believe that we live in the greatest country in the world and seize the day, the week, the year, and own it. Maybe at the end of 2021, we can use Tell Me Something Good again to highlight the best year ever. We at the benefit companies are grateful and thankful for all of our clients and the trust they put in us. We are blessed to be employed and in a position to help business owners succeed. As a trusted advisor, we take our role seriously and look forward to helping our clients and their referrals win. In 2021, we will continue to deliver a weekly podcast with a focus on education, showing the breadth and depth of what we offer, adding in more guests from our team as well as our clients to talk about what we do to stay in front of our competition. And always bringing something new that you did not know when you turned us on. Thanks for the support, and we appreciate you listening to Inside Connect and Simplify. Happy holidays from all of us. Be well. Outsourcing has moved from an occasional experience to an efficient way to manage a business. The Benefit Companies, Inc. is a group of companies that have provided products and services to employers for over 40 years. We have combined technical abilities and consultative specialists to customize a solution to meet your outsourcing needs. In addition to helping with your outsourcing needs, we have introduced our human capital management system, Connect and Simplify. Our platform is a full suite HCM cloud solution designed to meet the needs of small and mid-sized organizations. Its comprehensive toolset integrates HR, time and attendance, payroll, scheduling, and more for managing and nurturing your organization's most valuable asset from pre-hire to retire. Offering a single source access to real-time employee data for driving productivity, increasing employee engagement, and making more informed business decisions. Contact us to learn more at 262-207-1999 or www.connectandsimplify.com.